A longtime Republican strategist is running for state assembly against a three-term Democratic incumbent for a seat representing Saratoga and Washington counties. Dave Catalfamo, a former aide to Governor George Pataki and a Republican campaign consultant, is on the ballot himself this time. Currently Oneida County's economic development director, he said he decided to run for New York's 113th Assembly District as the COVID-19 pandemic took hold in March. Catalfamo, who is trying to unseat three-term Democratic incumbent Kerry Warner, says he's running on two big questions.
How are we going to handle the economic calamity that is brought upon us, in part by the fiscal management, which started us in the hole, but has obviously been exacerbated by the coronavirus? And also, are we as a society going to turn our back on our police and start having lawless communities where there are violent felons on the street and that crime gets out of control again?
Warner, who has won the district despite a Republican registration advantage, says workers have reelected her because of her willingness to listen and work on their behalf.
I can't tell you how many people have my cell phone number. You know, they know how to reach me, and they know that if they reach out to me, I will do everything I can to solve whatever problem they are facing.
Catalfamo criticizes the Democrat-controlled state legislature for handing Governor Andrew Cuomo emergency powers at the beginning of the pandemic. Warner said giving the executive branch expanded powers during the emergency was necessary to prevent too many cooks in the kitchen.
And I think that, you know, that was necessary to respond to the crisis. I would have to say that I think it has gone on too long.
As New York State remains billions of dollars in the hole, as state leaders await a stalled COVID-19 relief bill from Congress, lawmakers are trying to find ways to bridge the gap. The governor has said 20% across-the-board cuts in state spending will be necessary if the aid doesn't come through. Warner criticized the cuts, pointing out schools and lower-income districts that rely more heavily on state aid are adversely affected. Districts have laid off teachers, staff, and limited in-person schooling. Catalfamo calls the cuts lazy, but says he thinks they are a necessity.
No one wants this stuff, but you can't make up the fact that you don't have revenue, you know? The problem with just doing a hold on reimbursement of spending is it doesn't actually correct anything structurally for the next couple of years.
Warner also says spending needs to be cut, but says government's essential functions should be funded, education, infrastructure, and public safety. Warner is skeptical of attacks on so-called ultra-millionaires, but does support collecting revenues via a Wall Street stock transfer tax.
You have to look at risk versus reward. And I think that's one where the trade-offs, risk and reward, it leans on the reward side.
As Catalfamo touts endorsements from police unions and frames his campaign around supporting public safety, Warner says she will always be a friend to law enforcement. Over the last several months, Catalfamo has accused Warner of acting unethically in introducing a bill pushed by Todd Garofano, the executive director of a trade group representing spa and salon owners. Warner's legislative director is Garofano's son, Chris. Catalfamo alleges special treatment.
It's lazy, it's ridiculous, and if she's running her office like that about something that is an obvious conflict, right? That's you don't get any clearer than that. Then what else is going on there?
Warner has defended her office's handling of Garofano's request, who she says is very proud of his son.
And chose to send a quick email to his son and say, can you get a meeting for me with your boss? And he tossed it over to the scheduler. And just like we do with anybody who comes to my office and wants a meeting, he got a meeting.
For coverage on more local races, visit WAMC.org. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.